And welcome to Small Town, your hometown podcast. I'm your host, Matt Gaff. Today we are going to talk about truth. In fact, this is going to kind of caveat off of the prophet, false prophets, the evangelism that I had talked about last year or last season. And this is just kind of a little bit of a follow-up, a little more in-depth on some scripture towards that. Mainly because of the year that's going on right now, we're seeing a lot of pastors, a lot of preachers, a lot of people calling themselves prophets, say stuff that doesn't come true, but then confess that, well, it was because of this or that. And when you look at scripture, it quite clearly tells us what that means. If someone professes to be saying this is coming straight from God and it's wrong, then we have an issue because the Bible doesn't get it wrong. And when a Bible verse specifically says that, you know, if they speak in my name, it will come, and it doesn't come, then we have some issues. So anyway, that's what we're going to talk about today. But first of all, I want to give out a shout out to everyone listening. I really appreciate the listeners and all of the feedback that I get. We're just really growing our small little town. Hopefully it feels like a hometown. And I'm hoping that you can get some benefit from this ministry as far as a good solid Bible basis for what you can learn from. And hopefully you take the time in between each broadcast to read a Bible, to do the some devotionals and stuff like that. And hopefully expand your mind with the Bible into interpretations and stuff like that. Not into fortune telling, but more of realization that there's a lot of knowledge in the Bible that if we just dig deep enough, we can find answers to pretty much all of the questions that we would have for the most part. So let's dive right in. So this past year has been hard, but the truth needs to be spread. And I say the truth, not what somebody on the internet or somebody on YouTube or somebody on the radio that you might hear spouting off about, I went to heaven, I saw heaven, and God told me that such and such a thing was going to happen. And it's going to happen on February 10th. Well, February 10th comes and that doesn't happen. So who was wrong? And why would the person who makes accusations like that backpedal and say, well, technically, you know, God didn't have it wrong. I had it wrong, but it's still right, you know, and there's some issues with that. So, and the issue I have with it comes straight from the Bible. First of all, it's 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 through 4. And if anybody reads your Bibles a lot, knows about false prophecies and all these other stuff, this is the verse, or even for any type of evangelical that asks for you to give donations and all of these, you know, seed spreading and all this other stuff. This is the one that we focus on because this is what Paul says. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned in unto fables. I use that because that sounds a lot like a lot of the preachers, pastors, and stuff like that that we see on the internet. We see people that have quote-unquote doctrines, PhDs, master seminar, and what are they telling you? Is it biblical for them to say that they went to heaven, walked along heaven, and this is what God said, or this is what Jesus said, or to say all of these angels came down to me and this angel told me that this is going to happen? How is that biblically sound? First of all, we know that Satan has can use any form he wants, and he likes to sometimes come. It does not have to be from fear. It can come from misrepresentation. And technically, Satan or Lucifer, wherever you want to call him, was a fallen angel, is a fallen angel. So it's quite possible that if these people are actually seeing something like that, it is probably not God, especially if it didn't come true. All right. So we watched as they were shown wrong numerous and numerous times. So all these pastors, all these people on there, especially the prosperity preachers that were like, you know, so-and-so's gonna do something. And so it's gonna happen. It's biblical. God wants this to happen. You just watch. It sees. He told me. We have all these prophets, modern prophets, as they call themselves, spouting off about how, you know, something is going to happen. And it came out that it didn't happen. Now, should we rejoice that it didn't happen? No. First of all, that puts a big black eye on all of Christianity. Here we have people claiming to be solid Christian people backing up claims that they know for all and purposes was not true, mainly just to grab a quick dollar. A lot of these things were like, you know, this is what it is, and here's my book on what I saw, along with this little small nugget of truth, or they like to call truth. And so I think we have to be weary of that. The other thing that can really, really concerns me is that they didn't even repent. A lot of these people have not come on and have said, look, I was misguided. Obviously, God didn't talk to me, and I am no longer a prophet. If a prophet doesn't speak correctly, are they truly a prophet? No. Stop using the term. Okay? Is there modern day prophets? There could be. There could be people out there that have the gift. Paul says that there are some that will have gifts like that. But I don't believe that there's as many as they claim, not to mention the fact that I don't think that if you have a 50-50 chance, or a 50-50 or a 50% success rate of your prophecies, that's not a prophet. I'm sorry, that's more or less gambling or just guessing by the odds. So I think we need to stop using the term prophets unless you have something sustainable that you have said. We need to stop using that terminology. And it's just a specific set of Christians right now that are using that. Basically, the NAR movement is using prophets, which I think is just ridiculous. We have watched them, you know, and they've not confessed, not said that they're sorry, you know, not to say anything. If anything, they just, you know, say, well, you can't judge me, you can't do this and you can't that. And we really need to be careful about that. They'll also start spouting off Bible verses that don't match up to what they're saying. They'll use sections of the Bible, but in the contents that is not what it's based off of. You know, the Bible doesn't change, and neither should our rhetoric. So if there's something that, you know, back in the 1950s that was a sin, it's still a sin today. The same sin that was back in Paul's time is a sin today. Sin doesn't change. We change. And our mentality does. So we need to look at the Bible, and we need to look at what the sin is. If it's pornography, it's still a sin. I'm sorry to say that, but it's still a sin. Now, the nice thing is that through grace, through Christ, through acceptance of that, then you are redeemed, you know. But sin is sin, and it's not going to change. And putting up a false prophet and spouting off stuff that's not correct and then not apologizing, not asking for forgiveness is a sin as well. And so we need to look at people's characters on that aspect as well. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. And then when I come back, I have some Bible verses that kind of match up this with the truth, with all of this other things. And then we'll just kind of wrap it up for the day. So we will be right back. And welcome back to Small Town with Matt Gaff. Today we're talking about truth. We're talking about pastors. We're talking about what happens when people make prophecies, people start bending the truth of the Bible to fit narratives. You know, there was warnings that even Paul had said. I'm just going to read it again. It is such a fantastic verse. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 3 through 4. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. And this is where we have a lot of the issues today. We have so many different forms of Christianity, and we have different viewpoints. We have Mormons who believe that you can be your own God on your own planet. That sounds like a fable to me. You have the NAR movement, where you can have prophets that can be right 50% of the time, and that's still biblical, which it's not. You know, we have some people that believe that you can still be saved, can go to heaven if you are in a homosexual marriage. That's not correct. It's not in, it's in the Bible where that's not the case. So, we also have people that have female pastors. And once again, Paul has said that that's not the case. We can all, you know, we can agree to disagree on certain things, but there's some of them that are locked into our foundation. So let's look at some of the Bible verses here that we can kind of look at. Let's look at John chapter 14, verse 6. And this is what Jesus is saying. Now, this is what's kind of funny about it. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. And that is so profound. You also have you have so many different you have some religions too, which I don't want to complain with Catholics or anything, but they pray to the Virgin Mary more than they do to Jesus when they pray for certain things. And that's why I once again, we need to look at the Bible, and we need to be very, very precise with the Bible. And quite clear there, no one comes to the Father but through me. So there you go. Once again, the Bible is going to tell you the truth. The Bible is going to let you know what you need to know. And if it doesn't match up with what your pastors or what your preachers are talking about, then you may need to reevaluate where you're at. Okay? Especially if one of them says that if you do good deeds, that will get you to heaven. That is not how you get to heaven. It is not through good deeds. So therefore, and quite frankly, there's nowhere in the Bible where it says that you're going to get your own planet. Sorry. Okay. All right. So let's look at John chapter 8, verse 32. And you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If you read the Bible, which is the truth, and the way, then it will set you free. So when you have questions, when you have doubts, when you don't know what to do, read your Bible and be good, and you'll be good. Now, I think what we're going to do is next week, we're going to talk about different types of Bibles, because there's the other thing. We have some Bibles out there that have been translated numerous times. So which Bibles are good? Which ones? Now, me personally, I read multiple types of Bibles. So I read like the King James Version, the NIV Version, the NASB Version. I like to look from different Bibles. That way I can see from different angles. Some of them are easier to read than others, and then some sources take out some things. It's not necessarily that it's left out because it's false. It's just because the wording and everything like that. But we're going to go over that next week, okay? So let's go on. So Ephesians chapter 6, verse 14. Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, once again, we all know of the armor of God, and that's something that we're probably going to do a series on probably after the Bible, after the Bibles, we're going to work on the full armor of God. But yeah, so that's always great to kind of look at that. Then we're going to look at let's read John chapter 17, verse 17. Sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. And that's where if you are a pastor, if you're a minister, even if you're doing a podcast like what I'm doing, you need to speak the truth. And how do you speak the truth? You speak the truth by reading the Bible, by doing devotionals, and by studying the Bible. That's why I study multiple Bibles when I study for my podcast. So you have to be careful, because if you're a pastor or a minister or somebody like that and you're leading people astray, that's looked upon quite harshly from God. 2 Corinthians 13, chapter 13, verse 8. For we can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. And this is where a lot of people have to backpedal. That's why I was talking about with the false prophecies. They have a tough time because it's not the truth. And so they really can't defend against it, can they? When they have nothing in the truth, then it's not going to come true. And that's one of the other sections that we kind of look at. It's like, well, you know, for we can do nothing against the truth, but only for the truth. And so let's wrap it up with this particular Bible verse here. It's Zechariah chapter 8, verse 16. These are the things which you should do. Speak the truth to one another. Judge with truth and judgment for peace in your gates. I like that a lot. A lot of times, you know, we get this double-edged sword that a lot of people feel. You know, we're supposed to love one another. And when we start to say, you know what you're saying is wrong, they go, well, you're not being loving. You're picking on me. And this isn't what Christ would want. But we clearly know through multiple verses in the Bible that we should be rebuking the false with truth. We should be with brotherly love. But once again, you know, right here, speak the truth to one another and judge with truth. So if somebody in the church is not talking truth, especially one that's saying that they prophesied, went to heaven, and God specifically told that particular person that this was going to happen and it didn't happen, then how is that untruthful and unchristian to say, look, the truth says right here that you lied. Either you lied, you were deceived, but you need to repent, and you haven't repented. That's not being judgmental on them. They need to take responsibility for themselves and repent of their sins, which would have been false prophecy. So, once again, it's just so interesting on the way everything is going. And I think what really needs to happen is we need to focus on our own Bible reading and our own understanding of what's going on, and not necessarily click on YouTube versions or YouTube channels to try to get our information from someone who also is trying to sell you an $89, book of them going to heaven and what can that mean for you. I think we need more sound doctrine than that. So I think that's where we're going to wrap it up for this week. Next week, we're going to talk about the different types of Bibles. We're going to go over the King James, the NIV, the NASB, some of the other versions that are out there, and kind of break down which one is good, which one is really bad. There's a few out there that just don't even worry about. And then some of them are good. They're easier to understand and read, especially if you're new to the faith. If you're older into the faith, then a lot of people are really dead set on the King James Version, which is fine. It's just harder for some people to understand and read. And so we're going to break that down next week. So until then, you know, once again, email me at smalltownwithmattgaff@gmail.com if you have any questions or comments. And until then, I'll see you next week.